Every year at this time, we tend to look back on the previous year and to think about how we can do things better in the new year. Well, that should carry over to your station website as well. Today, we'll look at 9 New Year's resolutions for your radio station website.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And Happy New Year! 2023 is here. Have you been making any New Year's resolutions? Well, you probably should about your radio station website, because you can always do better there or do more. And today we're going to talk about 9 New Year's resolutions that you should be making with your radio station website. Number one is to, well, just devote more time and resources to your station website. A lot of folks kind of think of it as a, you know, little project that's over here to the side, and we'll throw something out there every so often. And hey, just as long as they can listen to the radio station on the website, we're good to go. But if you can put more resources into your website, you should be able to generate substantial revenue from it. Every radio station website should be generating revenue. Does yours? If not, you could put more resources into that and help it to become a revenue generator. A lot of radio stations out there, especially in small markets, only have one person that actually touches the website on a daily basis. This person can be named their digital content director if you want to give them a title and a little bit more bump in pay. But a lot of radio stations have trouble, you know, finding folks to update the website. This may be an area that you want to generate more resources to, because you should be generating more revenue with your radio station website. And when you generate more resources and more focus on your radio station website, that website is going to be a whole lot easier to sell. Your sellers can get on board with selling that website, because the key is more content on your radio station website. Because if you don't have any content right now on your website, it's a really, really hard thing to sell. But if you do have content on your station website that is updated consistently, that is a whole lot more easy to sell, because you can see the data of folks coming back to it on a regular basis, and those return visitors, and that data is a whole lot easier to sell. All right, number two in our list of New Year's resolutions for your radio station website is to add new or different content. Remember the old adage, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards? Well, that can be said of your station website as well. If it looks the same today as it did last year or the year before that, or 5 or 10 years ago, well, then it's time to do things a little bit better to spice it up a little bit. Look at the traffic numbers to see how you did this quarter over last quarter or over this quarter last year, and try to come up with different kinds of content that can maybe push you over where you were in the past. Sometimes the same old content on a day-to-day basis is a good thing. But if you add other different kinds of content to your station website, it may expand your audience a little bit more. Examine your market. What kind of content out there is not being served by anybody? If you're in a rural area and nobody has any of the farm market report information on a website, this may be a good content item for your station website. How about obituaries? They're not going to work in every market, but in some markets, the obituaries page is the most visited page on the entire website. It boggles the mind, but it is in some markets. You just have to see what is out there and what is not being served on other websites in your market. And that could be great opportunities for new revenue for you. All you have to do is put that information online and then promote it with your radio station. All right, number three in our New Year's resolutions is to try a different color or layout. Change is evolution, and sometimes if your website is the same year after year, that can get a little mundane. Now, it's true that a lot of visitors to your website may love not changing lanes or looking for things on their website. Big drastic changes can cause confusion. However, small changes over time, like maybe tweaking a color, tweaking a font size, moving things around, like I say, adding new content earlier, then that is a good thing. That would be a whole lot better than a whole new website design from scratch. We've seen some radio stations that received negative comments from visitors with their new website design, even though things were easier to find and a whole lot more content. They're used to that 1995 website that they visited on a daily basis. So small changes over time can be a whole lot better for your visitors than drastic new designs. All right, number four in our list of New Year's resolutions for your website is to examine your analytics and adjust accordingly. A lot of stations out there have analytics on their website, but they never take the time to dive into it and to see what's working and what's not. And that's important that you do, because you could be putting a lot of resources into something on your website that is not working, and you don't want to do that. When you look at the analytics, which is a free tool, Google Analytics is absolutely free. You don't have to pay for that. You simply put a little bit of code on your website, and it tracks all the information about your visitors. It tracks how many page views you have, what pages are doing better than other pages, where they're going to, where they're coming from. It even gives you demographic information on those visitors, because on maybe another website that Google has tracked them from, they've entered in all of those details. So Google Analytics is a deep rabbit hole that you can get lost in pretty quick, but there's a lot of information there that can help move your website forward. And new for 2023 is the Google Analytics 4, which is an updated version of Google Analytics. You probably have switched out your tracking code already. If you haven't, you have until, I believe it's July or September of this year to do that, because the old analytics will stop working. And in that is time on page. So you really have a TSL, or time spent listening, like you would have on air for your website as well. They have time on page or time on site. And those analytics are going to be very important for your SEO moving forward. All right, number five in our list of New Year's resolutions, things that you should look at in the new year, is starting a podcast. Yeah, just like the one that you're listening to. Podcasting is the evolution of blogging and content creation. A podcast can be made of your top news stories for that day, a weekly recap of news and events in your area, the best show bits from your air personalities. I mean, the list goes on. And it doesn't matter what market size that you're in. We're seeing some very small markets produce 5 and 6 podcasts a week. That is a great thing that your radio station can be taking advantage of. So don't think of podcasting as we're taking listeners away from listening to the radio. My answer to the station owners that kind of have that belief is that is only true if they're not listening to your podcast. If they're listening to another radio station's podcast, then yes, we are taking those ears away from your radio station. But if you can produce a podcast that amplifies what you're already doing on air, then that's more listeners that are going to stay with your radio station a whole lot longer. Of course, build in revenue opportunities within those podcasts as well. We found that a lot of listeners to podcasts, they respond a whole lot better to live spots, what we would consider live spots, but actually sponsorships that are voiced by the talent that they trust, rather than dropping in a client commercial in the middle of that podcast. A lot of podcast players have the fast forward button, and if it sounds like a commercial, they can easily fast forward that. If you want your client's message to be heard, then have your host kind of weave it in to the conversation about your client's message. Those work a whole lot better. We've seen and heard other podcasts where you didn't even know that you were listening to a sponsorship message until the very end of where they start giving a website and everything. They're giving all kinds of valuable data, and then right at the end, client comes in to save the day and everything like that. So it's very amazing how podcast revenue is actually coming about. All right, number six in our list of New Year's resolutions for your website is to be more social. If you, a lot of radio stations out there, they have what they call a social media plan. They post things on Facebook and on Twitter and TikTok and all these other platforms, but they really have no goal in doing so. They think, okay, we just need to increase our followers or increase our likes or increase our shares or whatnot. That's not really a social media strategy. We advise that a lot of what you post on social media link back to the radio station website, because that is where you're going to monetize that traffic. A lot of people don't realize that if you had 20,000 followers on your Facebook page, whenever you post something, one article, only a small fraction of those 20,000 followers are actually going to see that message. You actually have to pay Facebook in order for that message to be seen by more than a few. I'm talking like 8 to 12 to 20. All right. So just because that you have a lot of followers on your Facebook and your Twitter and your other platforms doesn't mean that everything you post is being seen by everybody. So it's better to have a social media plan in place where you post often and different kinds of content that may resonate and be seen by different people within your followers on that platform. All right, number 7 in our list of New Year's resolutions for your website is to build a local photo library. One of the biggest things that we advocate new stations that come on with our platform do is to go out into their market and take photos of everything. Town hall, a police car, a school bus, a fire truck, any kind of landmarks around town, buildings around town, a picture of the downtown streets, that sort of thing. Because if you have that database, then you are ready to put anything on your station website of any like news item without having to actually go and figure out some photo to go along with your article. You don't have to worry about copyright issues also, because you've taken the photos yourself. We've seen stations that, you know, wish that they had done this only too late. Something big happens downtown. There's a robbery at the Walmart or something like that, and they didn't have a picture of a Walmart that they didn't own. They actually had to go buy a photo or send somebody out to actually take the photo of the location. So if you can build a database of all kinds of photos around your local area, then you're going to have that ready when news breaks. All right, number 8 in our New Year's resolutions is to write a blog for advertisers. When you write a blog, you're creating content that lives online, and it's going to resonate with advertisers because you're going to start building trust with them, and they're going to start looking to you, if they're consuming this now, as an authority on what you're talking about. Now, we advocate that stations have a market website, a website that is separate from the radio station that talks about their company. All the advertising opportunities at your radio station, everything that your radio station does. And on that, you can have a blog that is targeted specifically for advertisers that gives them advertising tips. The best way to write a 30-second spot that gets results. The best information to put into a live spot. All kinds of other cool little tidbits that you can give away for free. Now, when you do this, and it's okay if the competition sees this information online. What you're doing is you're building SEO for your company that makes you be found online. If somebody does a Google search for radio advertising opportunities in your town here, are you being found? If you're not, then you need to do some sort of content marketing to get your radio station found. And doing a blog is the perfect way to do this. Skyrocket Radio has been found in Google searches from stations all over the country simply because of our blog. We haven't had to do any nationwide advertising because our blog does it for us. Because if somebody is looking for a radio station website, that's probably going to be what they search for. And we've been found to be first in some search results because of that. So take that advice, apply it to your radio station and your group of radio stations in your market, and that's going to be huge for you if you do that. And our last New Year's resolution for 2023 is to take an inventory of all of your digital assets. Everything. Your website, where it's hosted, who to contact, usernames and passwords, your usernames and passwords to your hosting and your social media accounts, your domains. Inventory everything and make sure that that is tucked away in a safe location. You'd be surprised at how many radio stations that we talk to that have no idea where their domain is hosted or how to access it because they had somebody take care of that for them. And that is a huge red flag to us, because what if something happened to that person that they trusted to take care of everything? We've actually had that happen in the past. The radio station had trusted somebody to take care of everything for them, but unexpectedly, that person passes away. Then what happens? Well, the domain is only good until as long as that bill keeps being paid. And when it's not, when it surely will stop being paid, their website goes away. Take a digital inventory of all of your online assets and be sure that it's all in one place and that you can access it whenever you need to make changes for it. All right. So wrapping up, this is our 9 New Year's resolutions for the new year. All of them are meant to move your radio station website forward in the new year. And speaking of moving your radio station website forward, we'd love to help you out with that. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week and new year, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.